connecting actions to consequences can best be effective when there's little time in between. Well, that's often the advice to parents, and it's increasingly becoming the dictum of advocates for change in programs to stem juvenile crime. Hawaii Island prosecutor Mitch Roth is among them. It's why he's trying to expand the program he began on the east side of the island to its west side community. We spoke recently about the program and the kids it serves.
The juveniles in our juvenile justice system are generally between the ages of 14 and 18. So it's a very small group. Generally, if they're younger than that, they don't come into the criminal justice system.
So is it a misnomer to say kids when we're really talking about teens?
We're really talking mostly about teens.
What kind of crime gets them in trouble?
Well, a little bit of everything from, you know, theft to violence, drugs, drinking. There's a whole bunch of crimes that kids can be committing that could get them into trouble.
When they do get into trouble, some of your longtime criticism has been that there's just too much time that elapses between what happens when they commit the crime, even when they're confronted with what they've done, and seeing any real consequences from it. That seems to really thwart how parenting, or at least good parenting, is supposed to be modeled, isn't it?
Exactly. When a kid does something or when anybody does something, you want to take action quickly. And it's not always, you know, putting them in jail or locking them up, but you want to address the problem. I have three kids, and if you let it go and nothing happens, what is the message you're teaching them? And that's been the problem in, you know, Hawaii County, and I think the rest of the state as well, is that, you know, kids would get arrested. The police have a limited amount of time, I believe it's 6 hours, to make a charge. Oftentimes they don't do that charge within 6 hours because there's still investigation that needs to be done. The juvenile gets released, and, you know, 6-7 months later, they're coming to the court for the first time. A lot of times kids, they don't really think about, you know, what got them into trouble in the first place. And it's hard to give a good learning lesson if you're waiting 6-7 months, or a lot of times when they're getting sentenced, like a year. It doesn't create good teachable moments.
So the de facto message is, you can do something and effectively nothing's going to happen for quite a while, and the longer it goes on, the less they really understand the consequence of their actions, especially because kids don't get into, and I want to maybe say not kids, but teens especially, haven't really gotten the idea that there are consequences. I mean, their brains are still developing. Their ability to understand and to assign consequential thought doesn't really happen until they get into their 20s. Do we take into account any of these issues when kids are then involved with crime and the juvenile justice system?
Well, you know, oftentimes we do. I mean, there's a lot of diversion programs that are out there, and generally if it's a minor crime, the cases are going to be diverted throughout the state, not just to Hawaii County, but wherever you are, they pretty much get diverted. When they start reoffending and, you know, you're starting to see patterns, then they'll end up in the criminal justice system. And that's because we haven't really had that good teachable moment.
You'd like to have more of those teachable moments, both with the existing program that's on the east side of the island now expanding into the West Hawaii Island area. What exactly does it mean to have that expansion happen? What will be available there as you have available on the east side?
So let's talk a little bit about what that program is. It is the Big Island Juvenile Intake and Assessment Center, BIJAC as we call it. And what happens before BIJAC and what happens on the west side of the island is the police will make an arrest, and like we talked about, the kids will go free for a while, and it could be 6-7 months before, you know, something's happening on the court end. With BIJAC, the police pick up the youth, they bring them over to the BIJAC, they do an assessment, they find out what kind of services are needed. Once they find out what kind of services are needed, you know, then they start matching them up with those services. The sooner we can get the youth into services, the sooner the youth gets that recognition, that teachable moment that you can't be doing what they're doing. And we're finding some great successes with that.
I think your point is that the sooner they get into it, the sooner you're able to assess a pattern if there is one or prevent one from happening. Do you have numbers to be able to back up of reoffending?
Yeah, so what we've seen is several hundred kids or several hundred youth who've gone through BIJAC. We've seen very little recidivism. I believe the recidivism rate is hanging somewhere around 5%. the cost for the BiJack is about $750 to $900 per youth. Now, if you compare that with the Hawaii Youth Correctional Facility, HYCF, our kids' prison, as we call it, we know that the cost per kid is about $200,000 a year. And the success rates from what we've seen as published is somewhere around 25% or a 75% recidivism rate versus the BiJack, which is a 95% success rate with a 5% recidivism rate. You know, a lot of these kids, like we talked about earlier, their brains are developing and they probably won't be involved in the criminal justice system later on. But if you're able to get in there quickly, and a lot of the services that we're talking about, sometimes they're family counseling, dealing with the families. You know, you talk to people in the criminal justice system, whether you're talking to the judges or the public defenders or the prosecutors or the probation officers, many times they're going to tell you it really is what's going on in the household that's bringing these kids into the court. We know that there's studies that, one of the studies is called the ACEs studies that looks at domestic violence in a household and what results that have. We know, for example, that kids coming from homes of domestic violence are 6 times more likely to commit suicide than kids not coming from homes of domestic violence. Suicide is one of our major problems that we're having in Hawaii right now. You don't see them too much in the press, but we're losing a lot of people, a lot of kids to suicide. Other things that we know, kids who come from homes of domestic violence are 24 times more likely to be involved with sex assault, either as offenders or as victims. And the other thing, looking at the same group of kids, just to go on, a lot of times people talk about crime, they say, oh, it's all about drugs. Well, we know that kids coming from homes of domestic violence are 50% more likely to abuse drugs or alcohol than kids not from homes of domestic violence. I mean, that's some pretty staggering statistics when you think about it. Also, when you look at the other crimes, burglaries, drugs, and stuff like that, again, about 50 to 60 times more likely to be involved with those kinds of crimes than kids not coming from homes of domestic violence. So if you can get assessments done and start working on the family, because sometimes, like I said, it's really not the kids. They may have a drug issue, but the drug issue is a symptom of other problems that's going on with the youth's life.
All of what you've just talked about points to the fact that these issues are connected and that we can't look at them in isolation because they don't exist in a vacuum. It also points to the fact that there's also a great deal of money that's being wasted, perhaps, by having kids go off to prison and not go into a program like BiJack. Is there a way of being able to extend this beyond Hawaii Island and see this as being the new normal?
Yeah, well, it is starting to be extended on. There's an assessment center on Oahu. They do things a little bit different than they do it on the Big Island. But it's also looking not just at assessment centers. It's looking at how we're going to deal with youth and how we're going to deal with the families and actually getting to the source of problems. I say that, you know, as we speak, we're getting ready for a camp on the Big Island called Camp Agape. Camp Agape is a camp for kids whose parents are incarcerated. We know that kids coming from incarcerated parents have a 50% likelihood to be involved with the criminal justice system. So we have Camp Agape is now on all of the islands. They're done through the churches, and you know, we're helping out on the Big Island to, you know, work with these kids. Because we've seen some huge changes from kids who've gone to this camp. So it's not just one little thing. There's a whole bunch of things that are working. We're working differently in our court system throughout the state on how we're going to deal with kids and you know, what kind of services they're getting.
I want to thank you, Mitch Roth, for the time today.
Thank you very much, Beth Ann.
Mitch Roth is the prosecuting attorney for the County of Hawaii. He's working to extend a juvenile crime program to West Hawaii Island.